I guess we can just start number one.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't do this morning.
We haven't.
Let's start with a beer clink in true Tump fashion.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, but we're at it.
Yep.
And I don't know how audible this will be, but we'll figure this out.
I'm sure it isn't any at all.
We're sitting down for lunch right now. Food will come eventually. It is now day three. I've seen 9 movies so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. How many have I seen? I've seen probably what? 5 and 2 is 7 and 3 is 10, and I've gone to 2 so far today. I might have seen 12.
Wow. That's special. Sorry, what are the top dealers right now, Douglas? Tell me, what's on your hit list?
I'm upset because my letterbox isn't popping up, but there are definitely three big standouts. The one that is like the standout real movie, the standout serious movie is Divine. That was the first movie I saw.
Saw that yesterday. That movie's really good.
It's fantastic.
I think it's right now is my like sincere best movie I've seen so far, as opposed to me loving like midnight
movies. Right? Exactly. I love a couple of other movies, but this movie is just, I love it as well, but for the right reason.
Yep. Okay. Oh wow, look at that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
There we go. Can you get your ketchup?
Yeah,
sure. Ketchup? Okay.
Yeah.
And you want fresh pepper?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Divine.
But yeah, so Divine was
Divine.
Superb.
Can I keep calling it Divine?
Sure. I mean, je t'aime, everybody from France. I know. Okay?
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Okay.
Fine.
Do you want any pepper, sir?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, on the stew?
Yeah, on the
stew. Okay. Alright.
Thanks.
Good, enjoy, guys.
Alright, we'll do. Yeah, so that movie's great. I clearly have a good track record of picking opening TIFF movies, because the first time I went to TIFF, which was 2 years ago, my opening movie was another French banger, Blue is the Warmest Color, which was fantastic. Now we have Divine. The movie was great. The other one though, you are going to chime in?
Divine, really like that movie. I mean, it's a special thing. It's one of those movies where, weirdly enough, I feel it has the right amount of French whimsy to it. Right?
Which is how much, because I don't think there's any in that.
Look, there are moments of whimsy before it gets super deadly, right? And I think the one moment in my head that pops out is the Ferrari scene.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And it's a thing where, like, it starts out and you're thinking, oh, they're probably going to just stand there and it'll be a dumb thing they do.
Mm-hmm.
And then something visual happens, which feels like the most French whimsy that you can have in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like, oh, so they're going into straight up dream feelings. Yep. Right? And I liked about that.
Yep.
I just love that girl, the main girl.
Oh, do you?
Right? Yeah.
The director's sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie, I mean, and she acted so good, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
And there was dancing. It was
so
a dance movie.
So you're basically French step up.
Yeah, pretty much. Step up Francais.
He has the best moves.
Yup. It's sad though, they had a Winnie the Pooh moment, and it got real sad at that point.
But I think we have to talk about midnight movies now.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So far we've done two.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen Free File, and we have seen Headshot.
Yep.
The latest film from the Moe Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Which also has a lot of the people from The Raid 2 in it.
Yep.
Including Ico.
Yep.
the guy who played Boosie is the guy who was in the raid to the guy with the baseball bat.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl, Rico, who had the knife, she was the blind girl with the hammers in the raid 2.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And you took a video of people doing hitting people in the balls. I didn't take video. I have you as my cameraman. I don't need to take pictures with my phone because A, I'll hate them.
Yeah. Actually, I'm pleasantly surprised, not that I really care that much, but I'm pleasantly surprised with the quality of my phone camera.
But like, headshot is kind of amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It is a dumb martial arts action movie, as all dumb martial arts action movies need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They are kicking, they are punching. Like, weirdly enough, what I was thinking about watching that movie, watching Ico do his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because all of the martial arts in it is very similar to what he does in the raid whenever he's mm-hmm. whenever he's actually having fist fights. But what I was thinking about it is that I feel like Ico might be the actual evolution of Jackie Chan action. Because there's an instability to watching his style.
Yeah.
Where he'll always seem like he's flailing, and it's not just because he's losing at first and then he builds up to winning the fight
mm-hmm.
in all of his fights, but just that sense of fluidity where he eventually feels for a typewriter and he uses a typewriter,
mm-hmm.
right? Or a machete and he uses a machete and then he changes. And that is what Jackie Chan was, right?
Yeah.
Jackie Chan is a bit more comedic about it.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? But I do feel like, weirdly enough, that that's what came to mind watching him be in those scenes.
Yeah. I mean, that movie was just gratuitous, is the best word to use. And I know that there's some people that can't take that. There were a few that actually walked out of this
movie. I'm talking to you, Bob.
I wasn't talking to anybody in particular, but sure. But yo, I have to say that I appreciate a movie that from the get-go just says to me, it says, Douglas, just turn off your head, turn off that noggin of yours, and just enjoy the punching.
Headshot was great,
mm-hmm.
right? I loved it. Free Fire, I know we disagree on this, or at least you're withholding your vehement disagreement until next year when you can watch it again.
Yeah.
But I adored Free Fire, the new Ben Wheatley film, which I think people have now seen a trailer for.
Yeah, it came out right after we watched it, apparently.
So this movie, for anyone who doesn't know, has like around 7 or 8 people in it. There's Armie Hammer, there's Michael Smiley, there's Brie Larson,
mm-hmm.
To name a few.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it's a gun deal going on.
Stop. You forgot the most important person.
Vickers.
Vickers.
Charlton Copley, who has a fancy suit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a gun deal gone wrong in a warehouse. And once it's gone wrong, it's literally just a gunfight for an hour and a half, right? And people are allowed to miss their shots a lot. People get injured rather than die. And it's just this constant ongoing within this one warehouse of a gun battle.
You realize that if one of two things happen, if one of these guys was a little nicer to people, or if somebody was a better shot, this movie just wouldn't
last 20 minutes.
It would
last 2
seconds. But
also, Wheatley talked about it in the Q&A, which I agree with, which is what he was trying to get to. I'm not saying this is real or anything, but the concept of when we watch movies and we watch these gun battles, right, we expect people to be on point all the while. But when you're in a gunfight and you're shot, whether it's that you're winged or whatever, your accuracy goes down. You're nervous, you're anxious, you're afraid, and suddenly you don't hit people that well anymore. There are a few scenarios in this movie where it is intentionally done to kind of mess with people, where they're like,
oh, of course, where they're and there like, are huge comedic moments in this movie as well. Yeah.
And just the cast, like whenever there is a lower or a dull down in the action, the cast just picks up with just ridiculousness, which is amazing,
mm-hmm.
right? From Vickers' suit to then making jokes about Armie Hammer's beard. Right? It's great.
The thing I really appreciate about this movie that is usually something that gets me to like the movie real quick, but it didn't work on me with this one, is it decides what it wants to do, it decides what the concept is for this movie, and it just goes down the rabbit hole as far as it can go. This is a 2-hour movie or an hour and a half movie about a single gunfight and how these people essentially just try and get out of it. And that's been thinking to that.
Ben Wheatley.
In the Q&A, they talked about, you know, all of the things that they were doing and kind of about how this is kind of like a superhero movie for him in a way. And essentially, he did like certain types of sequences just with the movie, but not the way that you'd think of them normally. So essentially, if you think about a car chase, what is a car chase? And he went through that and he said, well, you realize there was a section of the movie where you had two guys just crawling one after the other, but they're so hurt that they can't really run. That was essentially his car chase, and how he kind of, you know, cobbled that together differently or similarly, given that there were no cars and it was just two people crawling.
What else do I want to talk about?
Well, I know I definitely, you haven't seen this yet, but for me, so my great films with Devine is the midnight movie that we talked about earlier was Headshots, and now I just watched this morning Colossal with Anne Hathaway and Jason Sudeikis. Andrew, it's great, and I can't wait to make this a podcast movie because it has to happen, because I want to hear what Damien has to, because essentially the pitch for this movie is, imagine that you are Damien, right? Imagine that you
but
are.
But then I'm an Arsenal fan.
I know.
I can't. That hurts.
I know. But you are also a horrible human being.
Right, I'm an Arsenal fan.
Yeah. So imagine you're Damien, and imagine you find out that you can control a Godzilla like monster halfway across the world. What would you do with that power?
Alright, I have one question. They say halfway across the world.
Yeah.
Is it in Japan?
It's close. It's in Seoul, Korea.
That's great. I honestly was considering getting that movie, but weirdly enough, I did the Andrew thing, and I picked to go and watch a documentary instead.
Of course. And I didn't realize what this movie would be, because I heard Time Crimes director, and we watched Time Crimes. It was awesome, but it was fairly, it was sci-fi, but fairly serious about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
This movie is not serious one bit. I will guarantee you that Damon will love this movie, because this is just a super dumb movie. It's so fun, and these characters are so ridiculous. It's... I can't wait to watch this movie again. I can't wait. It's so good.
What else should I talk about? Right, there's one movie I want to talk about that I know you haven't seen yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Godless.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Bulgarian movie. I believe it's a first time film, or at least a first time feature film. And it's kind of fantastic. It's very bleak, right? Mm-hmm. It's about a woman in Bulgaria who works as like she helps the elderly. She cleans them, gives them medication, so on and so forth, right? And at the same time, she's decided to partake in criminal activity by buying off their ID cards, the elderly patients, their ID cards, so that she can then give that to a bigger criminal who uses it to launder money through shell company is registered to that person. Mm-hmm. So the government doesn't know that the bad guy is the bad guy. They just know this old person magically sent through $1.5 million and what's up, right? Mm-hmm. And it is one of those movies, right? It is one of those movies that people will talk about in contention for like foreign Oscars, right? Mm-hmm. And it is, it's a great little character movie. Mm-hmm. I was actually wrote my thing about it today, so I posted up my day two stuff already. Mm-hmm. And I asked the question, like, how far will you go to like a movie about characters you actually hate? Mm-hmm. Right? Because this woman doing this criminal activity, she's so apathetic for all of the movie, pretty much. She's like, well, you know, the system sucks or whatever. and, like, you spend a lot of this movie going like, right, she should be shot in the face now. And the movie just keeps going. And it's just a really good one of these bleak dramas, mm-hmm. right? The actress, I think she won like an award at like Berlin, the Berlin Festival.
Yeah.
And she deserves it. It's great. I like that movie. Another one I want to talk about, which is a semi-disappointment, but at the same time, I kind of hold it up as like a really good try, mm-hmm. Is Catfight. Mm-hmm. It has Sandra Oh and Anne Hesh in it. Mm-hmm. And basically they play former university mm-hmm. friends who didn't really like each other that much or disagree about some stuff. Mm-hmm. And they run into each other randomly years later. Mm-hmm. And they get into a physical altercation. And this happens 3 times over 4 years where literally just like Street Fighter. It's round one, round two, and round three. Right? They just don't have someone saying fight. Right. To start it off.
Wallace is there for.
Right. He's not in the movie. Mm-hmm. And it's very indie, it's very low budget, it's very satirical. So like they use a Conan like late night guy to kinda earmark the dates mm-hmm. as it moves on. So they talk about the war and they're like, oh, we got a new war in Iraq. And 2 years go by. Oh, that war is still going on. That president got nominated and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they make a lot of political jokes. There's a point where they make jokes about Trump and Hillary, right? And it's very on the nose. It's very on the nose. Uh-huh. At the same time, it's one of those movies where you watch it and you're like, well, it looks like someone who's trying a thing. Like, it's one of those movies that are so low budget, like, you just look at the lighting and you know.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
They didn't, okay. Right. But the truth of the matter is that the idea, they hold true to that idea so well of these two women just going at it. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I don't like about it that much is the fighting itself. Mm-hmm. So unlike Headshot, where we're talking about people who are actual trained martial artists,
yeah.
Or movies like Jason Statham movies where he knows how to fight. Mm-hmm. These two, it's obvious that they used Anne Hesh and Sandra Oh for most of the action,
yeah.
And choreography. And you know, like in The Godfather, everyone talks about that famous, infamous scene with James Caan beating up his brother-in-law in the streets, mm-hmm. where you see that punch and it's like a foot off, mm-hmm. but it feels like that.
Oh, wow.
Throughout all of the fight, like you can see where she's a foot off with the punch, mm-hmm. and they're acting it out. And I'm not saying they're not to do that, because yeah. please don't hit each other in real life.
Why not?
I mean, not without a camera around.
Okay.
but it definitely throws you off watching the movie and takes you out of it. So it's one of those movies where I'm like, good try. Like, really good try. Because the idea in it sounds like a great movie. And even, like, if you just take it as, like, a joke, it's a pretty fun movie. Mm-hmm. But all of it together, the way it's executed, it just doesn't feel, right. Right?
Yeah.
What else do I want to mention? I just got out of this documentary, The Cinema Travelers, mm-hmm. About this traveling cinema in India, where they go. It was interesting. I didn't love it, but it was very interesting. What I found really, really interesting about, and the director talked about it afterwards, was I saw, like, they would eventually show you them watching the movies, and I saw, like, some porn movies pretty much playing. And what little I know of India and cinema, those guys edit a lot.
Okay.
Right? I have a friend who lives over there, and she would tell me about how she would go to watch Twilight, and they would take out the kissing scenes. Mm. Right? So when I see a movie about cinema, traveling cinema and porn being shown, I'm like, this doesn't fit in my head as to the image I have.
Yeah.
But apparently it's like a very shady thing.
Yeah. Right? Pretty much they're like, you're not supposed to do this, but why don't you come on down?
I found it interesting how the director was talking about these things are really tied to like yearly religious festivals. And so they would come, it would be like a circus, yeah. And they would just pitch up their tent next to the circus,
uh-huh.
And be like, come and watch movies. Mm-hmm. And throughout the day they'd play regular normal movies,
yeah.
And the women would come to it, but because the people they were following mainly worked at night,
mm-hmm.
They would play all the action and the porn movies for all the men who would be there at night.
Wow.
And that was interesting. I mean, yeah. It has a lot of nice little neat things in it, but it's not a documentary I'm going to go wild over and say, Douglas, you need to watch this, is the one you need to watch this year that I make you watch a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I saw Things to Come, the new Mia Hansen love film, and I didn't like it. It was one of those where it's about a woman who basically loses everything, and she just persists. Like, and it's just a boring drama. Mm-hmm. And I tell people, if they took the cat out of the movie, I don't think anyone would like it.
Wow.
Because there are some scenes with a cat that everyone finds cute because it's a cat.
Mm-hmm.
like YouTube videos. mm-hmm. And that's about it. I don't know what else you want to bring up.
Well, I mean, I could go through some of my other movies. The truth is, sadly, a lot of, outside of those few highlights so far, a lot of the movies have been kind of just okay. Like I watched Pyromaniac.
Can you, one more.
Like I watched Pyromaniac, which is the latest movie from the fella that did Insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, so I can't remember his name.
You mean the original Insomnia?
Yeah, the original, not Chris Nolan.
Okay.
Come on.
I just need let Damien to know it's not Chris Nolan. He didn't magically not find out about a Chris Nolan movie.
Yeah.
We found a secret Chris Nolan movie, Damien. It's called Upstream Color.
Yeah, you can fuck off with that argument. but yeah, so watch Pyromaniac. The concept is great, right? It's actually it's based on a true story. It's this guy who is a firefighter who is a crazy person who starts fires so that he can then out them.
Sounds like a pyromaniac.
Yep.
Cheers.
Thank you.
I'm going to be watching a documentary about football later, so I feel I should drink more and more
beer.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so Pyromaniac was pretty, but outside of that, nothing special. I saw Little Wing, which is actually a Finnish movie.
All right, so you said you picked that up.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was all right. It was a movie about this young girl who grew up with her mom and never knew her dad, and you know she's kind of, I don't want to say ostracized, but she's definitely made well aware of her differences between her and I guess what you can call her friends at horse riding school, because she rides horses.
She's an equestrian.
Yes, she does the jumps. And at some stage she says, hey, I want to go meet my father. And she just runs away and drives her car to meet her father, which is in Oulu, Finland, as opposed to Helsinki where she lives.
Our home, right? Our home.
I think that's where grandma is from, I'm not sure. but it was fine. It's nothing to write home about, but you know
what I want to talk about?
What?
I want to talk about Battle of Algiers.
It was coming up on the list, RFM.
I I decided, because I tell you this, like, all of these tips, this is the third one I'm through, I tried to do something different, something that I didn't do before. So they have a program called the Cinematheque where they play a lot of old movies, and it's free screening, so you just have to get there on time and hope no one has taken your tickets. And The Battle of Algiers was playing, and it's one of those movies that I've heard people talk about and revere for years, and been on my long list of movies to watch.
Oh, so you hadn't watched it before?
I hadn't watched it before. And I said, one of the things that I'm constantly jealous of as I read Twitter and I message all of these Canadian guys who I talk with, is when they go like, hey, I just went and I saw 2001 in 70mm. And I go like, God damn it, I wish I could do that. Right? Well, they were playing Battle of Algiers, and I said, why not try and watch it? So I left that slot open, and you came with me to watch Battle of Algiers.
Yes, I did. And I actually quite enjoyed it.
Yeah. I actually didn't know much about that movie, other than I think I saw an image of, like, the military. I didn't know what kind of movie it was going to be. But it's pretty much a war rebellion movie. It's part real, as it's based on the actual revolution in Algeria, and it's part, Douglas is laughing, going like it's a fake story, he's going to make a fake story joke now, and it's part, it's basically a dramatization. Douglas is just trying hard, he's trying.
So,
how do you want to say this?
So hold on, would you have said that about Pyromania, which is based on a true story? No, you wouldn't. So how is this movie part real because it's based on a true story? I believe that there, I didn't really research this, but the impression I get is that some of the footage is actual footage.
Yeah.
Which is why you would say it's part real, but you don't say part real because, oh, it's based on a true story.
I mean, it's the same thing I talked about when we talk about close-up, right? Where part of that documentary is actual, like, the court case is real. Like, that's a real court case that happened, right? And then the rest of it, he just got them to redo what happened.
Yeah.
And we don't know whether what he filmed was word for word or what they've changed for the sake of them wanting to make themselves look good. Right? But it's part real, part dramatization. And it works. Right? And it's just this rebellion story that's pretty great. Right? I truly love it. Right.
Yeah. No, that movie was good. It was movie is I think the best word for it.
Was it because it's current?
No. It was because it was black and white.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know, I mean I like that movie. I also watched Vaya, which really was just an average.
So should I drop that one? Because I have that one coming up later on.
I don't know, dude. You might like, somebody might like it. It is, it's like, I can compare it to Crash simply because it's a number of stories that kind of intertwine together. It's three stories that come together in the end. I'm not going to say it's bad because it wasn't. It was fine. But for me, I always need to be entertained. I really wasn't entertained as much as I should have been. And then this morning I watched Tamara and the Ladybug, which was, what I would say about it is, I know a lot of people will love this movie. I'm just not one of them. Because it's supposed to be moving, it's a sad movie, right? It's a movie about this, let's see, this lady, she's I don't know exactly what her issue is, but she's impaired, she's mentally impaired a little bit, and her brother just straight up leaves her. Her brother, who's clearly her caretaker in a lot of ways, leaves at the beginning of the movie, and she just has to fend for herself. So she has a job, and she goes to her job, she comes back home, and eventually we kind of finish. She goes to her job and she sits down and she has lunch, and something catches her eye, a ladybug toy, and she goes and she buys it. She runs around and she sees a child like a baby, a toddler, just sitting down at a newsstand, and there are no parents there. So immediately you think to yourself, where are the parents going to come and like murder this poor woman, right? No parents come. She eventually picks up the baby and just walks off because, you know, she likes the baby.
It sounds like a good enough excuse.
Exactly. And it's a movie about her taking care of the baby, her getting help from an elderly lady in the community, and eventually sadness strikes when she must part with the baby because the parents finally are like, alright, I think I need no baby right now, please. But I don't know, it didn't touch me on the right strings, I suppose. But it was fine. It was a good movie.
So I guess we can agree right now, DeVries is MVP so far.
Absolutely, 100%.
And you're touting up Colossal, which I haven't seen. I'm touting up Godless that you haven't seen. And Midnight so far has been positive.
Yeah, definitely positive.
Right.
Yes.
You can go right ahead with
that. All right. Do you want another beer?
Sure, I'll take another one.
All right. Did you like that one?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I
did. Cheers. Yeah.
Thank you.
So I guess we have a lot more films to go through.
Yeah, we do.
We have a lot more to go through before this is out.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to see how this turns out to see if we ruin this all or if we figure this out. So I guess that's the first one done.
Yeah.
So
clink. I just realized